Good evening and welcome to the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio. Our special guest this evening is Mr. Oliver Lynn, world-renowned pianist and trumpeter. Ollie, would you give us a brief description of your musical career?
Hi, yes, my name is Mr. Oliver Lynn. I am based on a concert pianist from a very young age. I started my pianistic career in Taiwan, all from quite an accident really, but it was started because of my neighbor who plays a piano, and my mom decided to put me into piano lessons eventually. I initially hated the piano when I was first playing it, but because we got accidentally into applying for schools and got me into this music class, that's when I got onto the musical career really, out of all of an accident. And then I met my teacher there, and suddenly I wanted to become this pianist figure and join competitions in Taiwan, and eventually moved abroad to the UK and studied in the conservatoire with Mr. Daniel Browell, having master classes with all sorts of artists, and in the Royal Conservatoire of Scotland after that, and played in different festivals, and that's how the journey started really. So yeah, that's a briefly.
Excellent, thank you very much. Now, how did you come to assist the pupils at Middleton College?
Initially, I was first thinking finding jobs really when I first graduated from the Scottish Conservatoire. I came to Middleton College because of visiting a friend. That's when the network started to pop up. I was then offered a position at the Middleton College to do more of a role in the exam sector. Then I realized how much potential there is in this school, where you have so much potential regarding arts and music, which are there but nowhere to be developed. And with my expertise outside Middleton College as a professional pianist in my career, with my network and my artistic directions in directing projects, the most recent one at the Edinburgh Society of Musicians with the Artists, I just thought I can do this. I can actually develop the music department, and that's how I got on to this college here really.
Excellent, thank you so much. Now, you made an appearance at the Prom Extra event in 2023. Did you play classical and jazz numbers or both? And did you play the trumpet or the piano at this event?
In fact, I played the trumpet at that event actually. And this could draw back to the development of the Middleton College, because we actually played there with the Middleton band, the Mendeltones, which I have created from the very beginning of the academic year. So eventually we got on all the talented pupils there to play something extra for them to support, and it's a local area. I got in touch with them with my network and got the kids to play there, which is fabulous, and I became a trumpeter role supporting the kids and pretty much just improvising around them, supporting them really, but at the same time showcasing the skills I have on the trumpet as well.
Thank you. Now, did the Middletones, have I got that right?
Yes.
Receive a positive response to their performance at Prom Extra 2023?
Most certainly, yes. Our marketing sector also promoted the response afterwards, and it's fabulous to see really. The crowd went crazy over them, simply because, you know, they're so young and they never seen something so special, so talented coming out from these kids, and that's where the potential lies. It just needs to be seen in a way. And that came across fabulously, I would say, on the day.
Thank you. Now, what sort of material did you provide for Prom Extra 2023?
For the material, content and songs, we usually play, or on the day we play the cover songs by Radiohead, Zombie by the Cranberries, also lots of cover songs, really something similar on the lines of this one, and we create our own interpretations on rearranging the band, because we have 7 pupils in the band itself, which is quite a huge band considering, you know, cover songs and adding the mix of trumpets and different instrumental figures. It's interesting, and just cover songs in general.
Thank you so much. Now, the Homegrown Music Show on Colwyn Community Radio features original songs or instrumentals by our local musicians and singers. Does your band produce original material? And what sort of musical genre would you place these tunes?
Our band, we don't have our original pieces just yet, because they simply started to get into that kind of genre, starting with cover songs and from different artists is the way to go for it, really. But personally, in terms of the development, I do hope to see our own original tunes, really, and I can work on that with them as well, simply because I'm coming from a composing standpoint, as I'm also composing and film music. So we can utilize that and put that into the band. Everything related to music is all connected, you see, and you can pass that down to the next generation.
Thank you so much. Now, we've had the Proms in the Park event in Arias Park Stadium on 2 separate occasions here in Colwyn Bay. A musician of your caliber would certainly fit in well with such an event. Have you ever been approached to appear at such a concert?
To be honest, no, because I am still quite new to the area. But just by listening to that, that sounds like a fabulous, fabulous idea to join locally wise, yeah.
Have you done that sort of thing elsewhere in the country?
Yes. Played in all sorts of festivals, really, across the country. Mostly piano playing in classical style of music, Chopin, Mozart, Beethoven, recently Scrabian, and also played in the Stevenson Hall, all sorts of events and festivals, the Edinburgh Festival and also the Birmingham Musical Festival. In fact, there's too much to say. I can't really remember. There's no favorite ones, I would say. It's just different opportunities out there. And personally, I'm a performing artist rather than a recording artist, so I just jump around and play as much as I can, really. And most recently, became a director in projects last year in Edinburgh, where we kind of talk about these artistic aspects of visual arts and classical music, how they can combine together, creating these multidisciplinary aspects that can attract the attention of these value more. And it's a whole documentary movie, all available on Classic FM as well, by Oliver Lin and Tanya. It's worth checking it out, and it's one of my most proud projects I've performed.
Thank you. Now, you mention in your biography your recognition as an accomplished jazz trumpeter. Have you worked in any clubs in the Midlands or throughout the country on this jazz format?
Jazz format is it's another way of saying my folk format, really, because my trumpet from Birmingham actually comes from the folk ensemble, so the Birmingham folk ensemble in a conservatoire. But we played in jazz clubs as well, using that folk style. But in a way, for my improvisation, I utilized those jazz aspects and played in those jazz clubs. There's a number of jazz clubs we played. I remember one in one of the factories in the St. Patrick's area. But there's all sorts of different, even the small ones, the local small ones are fabulous with their crafts in their pubs and areas. Those are amazing clubs, and it's great to meet people in there as well. And yes, it's just generally local areas and both a mix of folk and jazz, really.
Thank you so much. Now, I tend to believe that musicians of Asian origin have special gifts when it comes to piano playing. They seem to have a lighter touch on the keyboard, whilst European musicians tend to thump out the tunes. I listened to a young Asian pianist at a recital in St. Paul's Church a few years ago, and the thing that really stood out to me was her wonderful touch on the keyboards. You're originally from Asia. Do you think I am right? But please correct me if I'm incorrect.
Yeah, that's a very great visual aspect, really, just by overseeing these type of concerts and different pianists playing how they play. I will say, in Asia, piano playing and education tend to be more strict and more defined and detailed. So in terms of an Asian pianist, the stereotype, you will see and hear the different details more clearly in terms of their education system. But bear in mind, in the UK or in Europe, we do have those strong education and detail and defined musicality in the touch. And that would, we do have those as well, but that would take years to master. So visually, and how you witness a pianist and how you hear a pianist, you can hear the difference, really. And for the touch, it's all about the lines, the musicality, and hearing different voices within that craft. And from a musician's standpoint, it really doesn't really matter which group of people you're from, really, because it all comes down of that mentality of work you put into the practice and how you can bring out that sound, the quality, and also focus on what the composer intends you to within that score of music. And hence, that's why there's comparisons. Some people might find that very, very jarring because the detail is not there. But with a people who studied in the conservatoire, let's say with a great pianist, they will understand the detail, the level beneath that, and hence the touch is different.
Thank you very much indeed. Now, what are your plans for the future, both in terms of your teaching career and in the music business?
In terms of teaching and the position I'm at Mendelssohn College, the plan is to move forward, developing how it should be in terms of that potential, as we spoke about earlier. So you have so much potential there, and I want Mendelssohn to have a musical foundation that can actually put itself rank at the North Wales category, at the top 10, ideally from the institution standpoint, and hopefully link up to the conservatoires outside with the idea of sending pupils to big cities to perform and join their orchestras and join their concerts and ensembles to get them to experience that and actually became the next big thing, if there is, you know, since there's so many potential here, and that's what the institution is all about. And so that's the career moving forward in terms of teaching and support in this aspect. For my own career, my plan is to continue to develop my craft, really. Although I'm at the moment, I will say I'm quite accomplished pianist, but I do want to continue to be known more in terms of the name, and also my own performance and my own records to be known more let's say the UK base and the name itself and also the reputation, just to shine more. Yeah, but in order to do that is to reach out to different organizations. That's what I'm still doing at the moment, to continue to develop and also striving to become the next big thing, really.
Thank you very much. Now, do you have any logos or graphics associated with your music, or do the Middletones have any logos or graphics associated with their performances?
For my own, I do have a logo, All In logo. That's a composing figure which I compose for film music and conduct for some projects. So that I do have one of that logo, but mostly for my main classical piano standard, I don't own those logo, because those are all from festivals and companies from concert halls. So I can't claim I have those logos, simply because I perform for them in that organization. But I'm almost grateful for these brands to have that position. In terms of logo for Middletones, I would love to create one, but I do need to speak to the school first, since these kids are still under that branch. But yes, that's the next step forward, to have our own logo.
Super. Now, do you actually have any CDs produced?
Yes.
Or are you on streams?
Not on streams, but I do have CDs copies for my Brahms and Bassoni, and also Bach.
Do the Middletones have any CDs recorded?
No, I'm afraid not, because it's copyright.
Yeah, yes.
We because at the moment we are still playing cover songs, so even though we record it, there's a risk of risk for the school, really, to have the copyright. But we are thinking of recording them and try to distribute them somehow. It will happen, but it's just that legal boundary. We need to come forward as a school, as an institution, really.
So basically, it's write your own stuff and you don't come into any copyright issues.
Well, that's the idea moving forward. Yes. But I will say, for the for my own performances, I'm more so a performing artist rather than a recording artist. But I do have my own compositions recorded. And also, for my composing side, it is on stream. So it's All Lin on Wanderlust album, and also All In as an artist on Spotify and iTunes.
Superb. Oliver, thank you so much for joining us on the Homegrown Music Show this evening. It's been an absolute pleasure having a chat with you about your music and about the wonderful Middletones. That concludes our interview with Oliver Lin on the Homegrown Music Show this evening. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you again very, very soon on the Homegrown Music Show. Good night, and God bless.